I wanted everybody to hear the arrangement.
No, I hear you.
Because the arrangement is just so so brilliant. Now tell me about this this producer of yours, Ethan Johns.
He comes
from Pedigree, producer Pedigree, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I guess, he's Glenn's son.
Glenn Johns.
Glenn Johns, who made lots of different albums and, I guess The Who and Beatles' last record and lots of Stones records and among other records. But what's interesting is Ethan actually grew up sort of being a musician more. So he'll tell me stories about his first guitar Keith Richards gave him, mm-hmm. his first drum set or drum lesson Charlie gave him. Mm-hmm. And he actually introduced me to Charlie, who introduced me to Keith when we were all in the studio together in Los Angeles. So it was really weird. So there's this sort of classic rock mm-hmm. connection there.
But what I like about this song, about the song Amy, is that I can easily segue it into a very current contemporary songwriter like Elliott Smith, who is taking some of his inspiration from the same place as you are, and it makes perfect sense. So Ryan, do you recognize a kinship with guys like Elliott Smith?
I actually just got turned on to him.
Yeah?
I mean, weeks ago, someone gave me EXO.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. And then mm-hmm. I got that
Figure eight.
In Chicago at the... Mm-hmm. With this record store that we did an in-store at. They gave me the new one. And so I've heard some of the songs, and it's really good. I don't know if I like all of it, though, because sometimes it's a little pop for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little too that way, you know? I mean, I don't think I can make a whole record like that. But I do dig what he's doing in his voice. So I think it's really cool.
With his voice and some of the references to a kind of mid-60s Beatlesque type arrangements in the songs.
Oh, way,
guitar
yeah.
Guitar tunings and stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan Adams is my guest tonight here on Idiot's Delight. That's not Brian Adams. That's Ryan Adams. And it's not Matthew Ryan. For a while there, two of my favorite records at the moment are yours and Matthew Ryan's album. And for a while there, when the first songs came out from each of them, I was getting them totally confused.
It's weird. He's a neighbor of mine in Nashville.
Is he really?
Yeah, we actually played together twice already at 12th and Porter before I even left for tour.
Oh, what a nice bill.
Yeah, it was one was for a benefit and one was just for the sort of hootenanny that we all held. Uh-huh. A bunch of different people played from around town, like Buddy and Julie and Matthew Ryan and myself, right. And Amy sang with them, and it was just big crazy thing.
So Nashville is your home now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you moved from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, where are you from?
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay, so you grew up there.
Yeah.
And then spent like a lot of time wandering around before you settled in New York?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I spent from 16 until 22 or 23 in Raleigh, which is the capital city in North Carolina, and then moved to Austin for long enough to figure out how terrible a place it is, and then left.
Oh, yeah?
And moved to New York.
You're one of the few who's got something negative to say.
I'm joking.
Austin.
I'm joking. No. It was way too hot for me. So, and I went there during the summer. So I packed up and met somebody who lived up here in New York and just sort of hightailed it up here as fast as I could get and was up here for like almost 3 years.
Okay. Ryan Adams, my guest tonight. His new album is called Heartbreaker. We'll be right back after a couple of brief commercial messages. Time that Ryan has been a guest on the show. He was here with Whiskey Town back in 97. Do you remember?
I do.
Okay. It was a wonderful night. We had a grand time.
It was a lot of fun.
I still go back and listen to the recordings of the live performances from that night.
Hmm.
I may even play one for you before you leave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the other night I'm watching TV. It's a couple of weeks ago when we're doing, my wife and I are just sitting there and we're zoning out in front of the TV and we got the thing and we're switching the channels. And we come to the end of an episode of Dawson's Creek. It's one of those WB11, you know, teenage shows, right? And the whole thing for like 3 minutes was just this guy and this girl looking at each other, crying. And then it ended. And then some syrupy song came on. And obviously they were going through some kind of, you know, heavy-duty emotional thing. I don't know what exactly. And there was no dialogue, and I don't watch the show normally, so I didn't know what the relationship was. It was just these beautiful shots of these beautiful kids crying. And I turned to my wife and I said, you know, Ryan Adams has a song on his new album called To Be Young Is To Be Sad. And I guess he's right. Of course, there's a further title, subtitle. To be young is to be sad, is to be high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Sure, you got it.